Good afternoon. We got it in. I was worried this morning, but the weather did help, did cooperate this afternoon. And we had to come up here because of the fields. The fields were wet down below. Actually, the field turf field would have been okay if we had to go in there, but we're glad to get on the grass.
Tom, having the guys back up here as opposed to training down at your place, you've been up here enough. Is there a benefit to it, having them come up here to be together?
Well, that's the together thing is what the benefit would be. You're trying to formulate a situation where they're all in the same boat. They're all treated the same. They all get the same food. They all sleep the same way. And, you know, at home we have them in a hotel. And up here we have them in the dormitories. But the idea to have them bond, I mean, that's certainly a big part of this.
Did Terrell aggravate his back?
No. Yeah, back. His back was tight. His legs were fine.
Is that just, I mean, he's obviously just getting back into the swing of things, that was kind of normal stuff?
I would think. Back tightened up on him. Well, the important thing is to get what you're allotted. We have 15 up here, and we need all 15. That's what I mean by the range situation, and you're kind of trying to figure out whether you're going to be able to get it in. Fortunately, we did, so that's a huge plus.
Did you see anything today that really impressed you with what they were, how they were practicing?
Not really.
Nothing?
We got it. It's our first practice. You know, we got in and out of the drills well. The guys had good anticipation of what was coming next. We played everybody equal snaps. You saw at the end of practice sort of that third group kind of fall off a little bit offensively, which disappointing but not that shocking. So those offensive linemen got to come around, you know, and that's basically what has to happen for that group to continue to get the reps in practice. They're going to have to do a better job than they did at the end today.
Coach, a lot of players mentioned that they felt like they wanted to head into this camp with something to prove. Did you get the sense that they had that out there?
Well, I had the sense when we first arrived and in our meetings that they were focused. You know, they're very interested in what's going on, and, you know, they still feel good about themselves, and they understand about taking this next stride. You know, there's no going backwards. So we do have a lot to prove, and we do have a lot to improve upon, and that's, I think, the attitude that they've taken.
Tom, you won a Super Bowl without much of a running game. I mean, how much of an emphasis is being put on that this year?
Well, we're gonna get a better running game coming out of this camp. I really believe that. It takes a lot of time to develop that, and to be honest with you, you know, without the two-a-days, it's a little bit more difficult to just zoom in on any one thing and stay with it. So it's going to be balanced in terms of the way the practices go. But we definitely have got to rush the ball better. We rushed it, you know, down the stretch and into six games at the end of the year better than we did throughout the whole year. But we didn't have the number of big plays from the run was way down. And, you know, the balance factor has always been something that we've been able to count on. And we've got to get back to that.
When you say that, you know, it takes time and you're going to get it better out of this camp, you mean last year just with the way things were and adding new pieces, you weren't able to kind of get it?
No, I mean, it takes practice time to get the run game going. And you don't have, a morning practice where you can say, okay, we're going to devote this practice to the 9-on-7, to the run, the hard run drills, and then the afternoon we'll pick up on the other things. You have to have, your practices are balanced, your attack has to be balanced, you know. If you just pick a normal week of being up here where we practice five or six times, we may be able to have two, maybe three 9-on-7s, and even then, you're only 12 plays or so. So, obviously, that drill is stacked the other way, but that's how you make some progress, you know, where it's, you know, you're coming off the ball and everybody knows what you're doing and there's nothing different about it. Nobody's going to surprise anybody.
When you did your research over during the offseason, is that one of the things you pinpointed as one of the problems for the running game last year?
Was what?
Was the, you know, the new CBA schedule with practices?
That's not the excuse. There's no excuse for it. The team that rushed the ball rushed it, you know, okay. I mean, we didn't rush the ball well, so we've got to get that straightened around. I wouldn't say that's the reason, but we have our work to cut out for us, no doubt.
Tom,
how much of the running, especially early, falls on Ahmad's shoulders?
It'll be equal distribution. It's not going to be. He's, you know, we're glad to have him practice, you know, so we're certainly not going to overdo that aspect of it. We got other guys that are, you know, we've got two or three kids that are 235 pounds and good speed. We've got David Wilson, who's got great speed on the edge. And so we got some people that, you know, can give us a combination of speed and power, catch the ball out of the backfield.
Do you envision a committee, or is Ahmad the guy?
Well, I think you got to have more than one. I don't think you – it's very difficult to have just one runner for 16 games. So we've always done better when we've been able to share the load, and hopefully that will develop.
Coach, what did you think of Antrell's haircut?
He says it's 2 out of 3 Super Bowls, so if that's the case, then I'm rooting for him.
Would you get the other side cut.
I'd like to have that. I just have somebody comment about their hair is up. There's some hair up there.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.